My name is Adrian, and I born in Kuching, Sarawak, Malaysia. At the age of like 15, I get to know about UK, and I do some research online as well. And I know that UK, they have a very good reputations for their educations. And after that, I made my mind to come here for my studies, and I did propose it to my father, and last he allowed me. Yeah, there are a lot of children, they wish to come over to UK for studies, but the problem is that most of them, they have financial problems, and it's really tough.
When your parents found out that you wanted to come and study in the UK, did they support you in that?
They pay everything for me, including my expenses and my tuition fees.
Talk a little about Malaysian festivals.
Yeah. For example, for the Mooncat Festival, I do celebrate it with my friends. And you can buy the Mooncat, can be easily bought from Chinese supermarket. And the lantern as well, you can get it from the supermarket very easily. So I do celebrate it every year with my friends. And for the Chinese New Year, normally we have a group of friends come over and we cook ourselves a great meal. Yeah, we do celebrate it. Yeah, for the Mooncat Festival, most of the time, my cousin, they will come to my house, and we do bought a lot of lanterns and put it around the trees. And each of us, we just get a lantern from ourselves and we walk around our neighborhood. All right, for the New Year Eve, we do have a reunion dinner, which is almost same as the dinner for the Christmas Eve. And for the reunion dinner, all of our members, of our family members, they will come back, even they are a million miles away. And we will cook a lot of food, a lot of nice food, and have it together. And for the first day of the Chinese New Year, we do pay a visit to our grandparents or some relatives. At the same time, they do come over to visit us. And for the second day or third day, for me myself, I will hang out with my friends. For the reunion dinner, normally I will have steamboat together with my parents. We do drink as well, like champagne or some beer, and we stay up to midnight, and there will be some fireworks. Yeah, it's really nice, actually.
In your hometown, did you used to have things like, you mentioned firecrackers? Yeah.
I normally don't dress for the lion dance, because in my hometown we can hire people to come over to our house to perform the lion dance.
Is it supposed to be lucky?
Yeah, I would believe that if you hire lion dance in your house, it will bring you luck, not only in your study, but also business-wise. And some director of the company, they do hire lion dance to come over to the company to perform. They will believe that it will bring more business or money to the company in this coming year. That is what the Chinese do believe. During the visitings, normally we do give out red packets to our relatives or friends, and in the same way, they do give us red packets. The red packets contain money inside. Normally, it will be given away only by the people who have married. They don't receive any bread packets from other people because they do earn a living, so they don't receive. Only the children, they receive bread packets.
So you receive it until you're married?
Yeah. Only after marriage, I think I won't have any chance to receive anymore. No. No more.
Is family life important, so you stay close to your family?
Yeah. For me, I would think that parents is much more important compared to money, because I will have no today. Without my parents, I will not have my today. So I will think that parents is most important in my life.